Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley has been busy. From calling the Biden administration to account on its monkeypox response to demanding that the entire T be free while the Orange Line is down. And there was this part about getting arrested in front of the Supreme Court. Seems like a very good time for a catch-up. And Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley of the Massachusetts 7th District is with us. Welcome back, Congresswoman.
Good to be with you.
So I was going to start by asking you about the Orange Line, but I have to change colors because breaking news this hour that the MBTA is going to close the newly opened Green Line extension for 4 weeks starting August 22nd. Your reactions to this latest news, Congresswoman?
Well, that's exactly why myself and Senator Markey have called for public transit to be free, because these systems are connected. And when we were just looking at the prospect of the Orange Line, we knew that there would be a residual impact here. And the fact of the matter is that because of decades of delayed and deferred maintenance, we find ourselves in a situation, safety versus service. And so they're going to shut down to do this maintenance. But I don't think that riders should be forced to bear the burden of this disruption. And I've long been fighting for public transit to be free, because I think that we should invest in it and treat it as the public good that it is.
So many things I want to ask you there. I think first, one of the things that I've been struggling with over the last 48 hours, just in thinking about this and framing it for listeners, Congresswoman, is, I mean, you can't call it acceptable or unacceptable. At this point, they're doing it. You know, I mean, you can call it acceptable or unacceptable, but at this point, they're doing it. You and Senator Ed Markey are saying one of the things, I think, that the T owes because they're doing it is this. Is this a situation where the T owes people things because they've gotten to this point? And what else does the T owe people? Do you understand my question?
Well, what our riders are owed is transit that is accessible, connected, rapid, reliable, and safe. And again, because of decades of underinvestment, of mismanagement, of delayed and deferred maintenance, we find ourselves in a situation where they are having to do these massive shutdowns, which are disruptive and devastating. And especially for those who rely 100% of the time on public transit to get to work, to get to childcare, to get to school. We are, you know, weeks away from the start of a new school year. So this is a disruptive decision. And again, it's another consequence of historic underinvestment, mismanagement, and riders should not be forced to carry this burden. Senator Markey and I, we want the MBTA to make all subway and bus lines free during the shutdown while the T is working both on the Orange Line and now the Green Line.
Has Governor Baker or MBTA General Manager Steve Poftak reached out to either of you directly in response to this request?
I've not had those conversations directly. I'm not aware of my staff having had those conversations either. But again, Senator Markey and I have been championing this for a while. We introduced legislation several years ago, the Freedom to Move Act, pushing for public transit to have an investment where we treat it as the public good that it is. And I also want to say, Tiziana, against the backdrop of inflation, making the T free is also going to lower costs for riders during a time when they are more stretched than ever before.
We're talking with Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley from the 7th District. I want to pick up on that for a moment, Congresswoman. I know you're aware of that old adage, once you give people a benefit, it's hard to take it away. If the T were to make everything free during this Orange Line closure, is that a stalking horse for it never goes back to the way it was? Do you see potential that there'll be too much inertia and things stay free?
It should remain free. And I think there are many things that we did during the pandemic, including providing a fare free service on many bus lines. And thanks to the leadership of then Mayor Janey and now Mayor Wu, we've sustained that and expanded it, in fact. And we know, again, that has been game changing in terms of people's ability to navigate the city. Public transit is a public good, and we should treat it as such. And we have the resources. Congress has appropriated plenty of resources to make this investment and to provide this meaningful relief, including the funds that were brought home during the American Rescue Plan.
So I want to, the Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley on the line with us. I'm going to shift gears here because sadly in 2022, there are 100 crises for us to talk about at any given time. And now we are looking at monkeypox, where the cases in Massachusetts are now at 157. Nationwide, there are over 7,000 as of this morning. And I want to note, when we checked the numbers Wednesday, there were 6,300. So that's the kind of growth rate that we're looking at. Federal public health officials declared it a public health emergency. New York and California have taken similar steps. Yesterday, the Biden administration formally declared it that. Do you now, you and members of our delegation had criticized the Biden administration and asked them to do more. Do you feel like what we're doing, what is enough now?
Well, as you said, I'm losing a track of time in this moment because, again, we are managing so many layered crises.
Right.
I think it was 2 weeks ago that I led a letter along with many of my colleagues in the Massachusetts delegation, calling on a more aggressive response and the need to increase testing and to make vaccines more widely available. And so I'm certainly encouraged and glad that the administration has declared monkeypox a nationwide emergency. I think it's an important step. It's going to give us more authority and flexibility to execute on a public health strategy that is commensurate to a growing outbreak. And as you well know, Massachusetts has one of the highest counts of confirmed cases in the nation. This is a growing crisis, and we need a robust and equitable public health strategy. And that means increased testing. That means making vaccines more widely available. We need public health education, and we need better data collection. This is a highly transmissible disease. We are weeks away from a return to school.
Are you concerned that the same people who were disproportionately harmed by the last pandemic because of lack of testing, lack of public health education, lack of sufficient data tracking, et cetera, could suffer disproportionately here as well?
Well, Tiziana, in this moment, again, as we're managing the weight and burden of so many layered crises, the most marginalized are disproportionately impacted by every crisis, whether you're talking about voting rights or abortion care, or whether you're talking about monkeypox or the impact on our public transit system. So that always bears out.
So I'm going to keep us moving into the other issues. You are ringing the bell about another issue that I hear you framing as a crisis, which is the fact that at the end of August, the student loan moratorium, repayment moratorium, will end. You have for years been calling for an elimination of student debt. Do you know from the Biden administration whether there will be moves to protect people after August 31st? And what are you hearing?
Well, I think something that is approached almost $2 trillion of burden for people is a crisis. This is an economic justice issue. It's a racial justice issue. We have been successful. I've been leading the fight in the House, working in partnership with Leader Schumer and Senator Warren in getting a pause on those student loan payments three times during the pandemic. And we know it's been impactful. People have been able to remain safely housed. Some people have become first generation homeowners. And so if we've seen that sort of impact just with a pause, imagine how much more transformative and impactful and meaningful to do broad-based student debt cancellation by executive action, something that would be automatic. People would immediately feel the impact of that, and we would alleviate their burden again against the backdrop of growing inflation and people being stretched farther than ever before.
And do you favor blanket loan forgiveness for all people with undergraduate loan and graduate school loan, just undergraduate loans? Who should get the loan forgiveness?
Anyone who's burdened by this debt. I think what we do should be broad-based and it should be automatic. There are projections that this would, if President Biden were to cancel student debt by executive action at $50,000, this would close the racial wealth gap by 30%. And this should not be means tested. Income is not wealth. If you have student debt, you need relief in the form of cancellation. It's that simple. When I was on the council, I worked with, at the time, Attorney General Coakley, and then carried that work on with Attorney General Healy on behalf of those who'd been victimized by for-profit colleges. And we were able to get them restitution. But because of bureaucracy, it's only just now, years later, that people are actually getting that benefit. And so we can't have that. This is a nearly $2 trillion crisis. Tiziana, I have parents 60 plus who can't retire. They took out Parent Plus loans to send their kids to school, and now they can't retire because they're still paying on those loans. I have elders 76 years old on fixed income, still paying on student loans, who fear they're going to die. And in fact, they are still paying on these loans, and they in fact owe more than they took out in the first place.
Because of interest.
Exactly. And then we have a whole generation of people who cannot start a business, purchase a home, think about starting a family or expanding a family because of this burden. There was a false narrative for a long time about who's impacted by student debt. And people thought student debt cancellation was something that would be marginal in its impact. But again, this is affecting people from every walk of life. It would be transformative. It would be meaningful. Biden has the authority. He has a mandate from the people, and he should just cancel it.
And just to note, in Massachusetts, according to educationdata.org, we're talking about $30 billion in student debt and 900,000 borrowers. Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley represents Massachusetts' 7th Congressional District. Several issues we got through today. Congresswoman, there are always more. Will you come back again soon to check in further, please?
Absolutely.
Pleasure to have you. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.